Hey, how are you doing today? Your usual? Yeah, got you. One green tea latte coming right up. And do you want any pastries or anything? You know, we have some really good chocolate chip cookies. Fresh baked, they are still warm. So good. Yeah, sure, I'll add one to your order. Okay. Cash your card. Okay, you can just swipe your card right there. Thank you so much. And it'll be out shortly. I haven't seen you here in a few days. Everything going okay? Yeah, I get that. I'm just busy. Yeah, life's like that sometimes. Anything in particular you're busy with, or... Sorry, not to pry, I just... You know, I see you a lot and I always enjoy talking to you, so... Oh, really? That's so cool. Getting your citizenship, that's a big thing. Yeah, I'm happy for you. Yeah, so what do you have to do? Like a test or something? Oh, you have to study for it? Oh my gosh, no. Yikes. Yeah, I'm so glad I don't have to study for anything anymore. I mean, I hope you do well on it. Yeah, it's just kind of hard to stay motivated. I get that. Not to be pushy, but like, if it helps, I could study with you. You know, help you out. Sometimes it's easier to focus when you're with a friend. Or sometimes they just distract you, but we can see how it goes if you're up for it. Yeah, my shift ends in about an hour. Would that be okay? Yeah, we can just stay here. Yeah, see that nice little couch in the corner? It's so comfy. I always sit there, whenever I just take a break and, you know, there's no one in here. Okay, sure. I will see you there in an hour then. Well, look who it is. Come here often? I'm kidding. I know you come here often. I literally see you almost every day, so... We are going to study and help you pass your citizenship test. Yeah, I just had another cup of coffee, so I'm pretty energetic. Ready to teach you. Can I see the list of questions? Okay. Do you mind if I hold your phone? Okay, thanks. So, since we are in Nevada, there's a few questions that are specific to the state, and then there's more questions that are just about the U.S. in general. Okay? We'll start with Nevada. What is the capital of Nevada? No, it's not Vegas. It's Carson City. You really aren't from here, are you? Las Vegas is the largest city. And it's the one that most people know, so it makes sense you would think it's the capital. Okay, here's another one. What is the state nickname for Nevada? Oh, that's right. The Silver State. Yeah, because silver was really important to our history and economy. When did Nevada join the United States as the 36th state? Yeah, it was actually on Halloween, October 31st, 1864. Wow, that was a long time ago. I know, it's so weird to think that it wasn't even a state before then. Wow. Okay. These are some questions about the U.S. in general. How many amendments does the Constitution have? Almost. 27. Yeah, don't worry, I don't know all of them either. I mean, there's some that you learn about in school, and then there's some that I didn't even know existed. So here we have three branches of government. Can you name them for me? Yeah, it's legislative, which is Congress, executive, which is the president, and judicial, which is the court system. So speaking of the branches of government, what does the U.S. Congress do? You don't know? That's okay. So it says here that they write laws, determine the federal budget, and they also have the power to declare war. Do you know the two parts of Congress? Yeah, that's right. It's the Senate and the House of Representatives. So the Senate, actually, I can ask this instead of answering it for you. How many people are in each of those parts of Congress? Think higher. Yeah, the Senate has 100 members, and then the other one's a weird number. The House of Representatives has 435 people. Wow, you're actually doing really good. When is this test anyway? Tomorrow? Seriously? You're so unprepared. Okay, looks like we'll just have to keep going. Okay, when was the Constitution written? No, not 1776. It was written in 1787. What does the president's cabinet do? Yeah, they're basically advisors to the president. Okay, who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Thomas Jefferson. Let's see, what's next? Whew, that was a lot of studying. I feel tired, and I'm not even the one who has to learn it. Hey, how'd you like the cookie? Yes! I actually baked those, so I was hoping people would like them. Yeah, I usually just make the drinks, but this time they put me on baking duty, so yeah, I'm glad it turned out well. Oh, you'll be sure to leave a glowing review? Heck yeah. Thanks for being such a loyal customer. Yeah, it was really nice talking to you. And we actually mostly stayed focused. That was nice too. I mean, I kind of don't want to stop talking to you. Yeah, you're really nice and easy to get along with. I honestly had fun. Maybe this isn't professional because I'm still in my work uniform, but how would you feel about maybe going out sometime? Like, not to study for your citizenship test. Maybe on a date? Somewhere other than a coffee shop, obviously. Really? Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Oh, I still have your phone. Do you want me to put my number in for you? Yeah, great. I'll text you then. But I know I'll probably see you tomorrow anyway. Yeah, I hope you get some good rest tonight, and that you wake up bright and early and aced that citizenship test. Yeah. Well, I guess this is it. Yeah. I'm glad I was able to help. Have a good night. Bye.